Community Connection this morning brought to you by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. And Jerry Milton will begin to talk recipes and cooking with us coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and a Community Connection this morning. Spending a little bit of time with Jerry Milton, Promotions Director for K1, and Monday morning, thought we'd just spend a little bit of time talking about an upcoming event.
Yeah, Charlie, everybody's pretty familiar that we have our cooking show in the spring. We have used to have one in the fall as well, but this year we're going to be doing something a little bit different.
Well, actually going back to our roots, really.
Yeah, you know, 75 years with K1 this year. So we thought, why not jump back into things that we've done in the past? We're going to be doing a K1 cooking extravaganza.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen some pictures on some, scrapbooks laying around of some of the things that the station used to do, so, you know, nice to see some of those things returning.
Yeah, we're excited. We're going to be featuring some local celebrity chefs. So if you've ever been to a restaurant here in town or a bakery here in town maybe or something similar to that, we're going to be featuring those local chefs here. And so we're really big about staying local. And we are excited to be able to showcase the many talents that Bartlesville has to offer.
Okay, so without giving out a lot of names, we may see a recipe that we might automatically associate with some of those people then, huh?
Exactly. You know, we're still putting this show together. So it's just January, so it's still kind of early for us. But we do have a new piece this year that we're really excited about. It's actually not new. We used to do this, like I said, we're going to be going back to some of our roots. And we used to do a K1 cookbook. And so we're going to do something, a little spinoff of that, and really bring our audience in. Our audience has asked us for the last several years to get some more involvement with them. And
The last several years, I mean, we featured Jamie from Taste of Home, and of course, a local individual there, you know, grew up in Bartlesville, now lives in out of town. But Taste of Home magazine has always solicited recipes from their subscribers. And if you want to go back, typically there's one or two every year from this area. So we're just saying, let's focus on these local people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, like I said, we're going to bring that audience in. So, and we're going to let you be featured in this magazine. So instead of just one or two that's maybe subscribed to Taste of Home, the whole magazine is going to feature our local listeners.
Okay.
And so we are so excited about that because we have some good family cooks up in this in this area. And so I don't know about y'all, but I'm really excited to be able to see some of these recipes. So if you have a family favorite recipe, maybe a recipe that all your friends have been trying to get their hands on for years or something along those lines, we want to be able to showcase that in our magazine.
Well, and it doesn't have to be the main entree, right? It could be, a salad that you are asked to take to every family get together or, you know, a special recipe for rolls that everybody wants you to bring every time, you know?
You know, some of my favorite recipes, our family has always been big on bread, and so my grandma's homemade bread recipe is my favorite in her cookbook. So we want everything. We want anything from dinner entrees to appetizers to soups, salads, desserts, breads, pastries, whatever you have, we want to see it. Even if it's a dip, maybe a dressing that you have, there's a lot of good things out there that people want to be able to see. So we are really excited to be able to showcase anything and everything you throw at us.
I think that'll be good because, yeah, if you're, part of any kind of extended family at all, you know, when you get together for, you name the holiday, Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever it is, there are certain things that you can just check off the recipe. Yeah, you know, so-and-so is going to bring the sweet potatoes and somebody else is going to bring the apple salad or whatever, you know, Aunt Sue is famous for, you know.
Oh, absolutely. My sister is pecan pies every year. And the reason why I think mainly is not so much the recipes, except for every one of us burns them. Everybody else burns them, but hers are the best. And so she's always been in charge of certain things, and that's just how it is. Unfortunately, I cannot say that I am the one who is in charge of bringing anything besides maybe ice, but
yeah, you do ice real well, huh?
Yes, I do. And so yesterday was actually your birthday, so I wanted to be able to do some different recipes too. So I tried to experiment with some things that were in my grandma's cookbook, and so I actually tried some recipes out to see if I would like them for the cookbook or not.
And there was a spread laid out, which is for typical around this place on birthdays. sometimes people have 10-pound birthdays around here.
I just went down
the hall to the kitchen area and grabbed what looked like a roll, or maybe it might have been one of the rolls that had a little sausage or something inside. Uh-huh. And first taste, yeah, nice bread. Wait a minute, what's this crunchy thing? Apple inside it. Interesting, yeah.
The apple pie bites. Okay. So you never know. And those are like the good little things that I was talking about. Like, it doesn't matter what you submit. So, I mean, yes, some people may think they were like a sausage roll or something, yeah, but these apple pie bites were something creative and different, mm-hmm, that was in a cookbook that I saw. And I was like, oh, wow. It was actually my family cookbook.
Okay.
That's the reason I tried it. But yeah, so like just something different that maybe you've never tried before. Start experimenting with some of the different things that maybe are in some cookbooks that you've never used before.
Mm-hmm.
And just submit some recipes. We would love to be able to see them.
Okay. So, but as far as the event itself, it's going to have all the elements that people have come to expect. As far as, I'll tell you what, let's take a break and we'll continue talking about the cooking show when we continue with Jerry in just 1 minute on AM 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, a community connection this morning, talking about an upcoming event and kind of going back to our K1 roots a little bit as far as building a cooking show, cooking extravaganza for people around the area on area recipes.
That's right. And, you know, you don't have to just be in Bartlesville. This is for all Northeast Oklahoma, Southeast Kansas.
Yep.
Or you can be from wherever to be able to come and join us. We are happy to have you. Like I said, this is always a really fun show. And the concept is exactly the same. We're still going to have the booth browsing, mm-hmm, that we've always had with some wonderful vendors that have came back year after year after year. We always have a waiting list.
And that list is already starting to build.
It is already starting to build. So if that is something that you might be interested in, give us a call here at the radio station, 918-336-1001, and ask for our sales manager, Tammy Brinkman, and we'll be able to get you with the right person and be able to get you set up to be a part of the show as well.
Okay, so for the event itself, and we'll talk more as we get closer to it, but I just want to build, people will still be able to arrive early. I assume there'll be some catered food. We'll get to the more specific as they sign on, but typically somebody's going to be there early so you can come directly from work and have a good time.
Exactly. Like I said, everything's pretty much going to be exactly the same, especially before the show and stuff like that. That's going to be pretty much exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
The only different concepts that we're going to have is we're going to be featuring those local chefs, mm-hmm, and we're also going to be submitting these recipes.
So the local chefs, and we're not ready to make those names public, mm-hmm, yet, but rather than one person presenting throughout the evening, each chef will be in with his or her one or two items that they're going to be showing.
Absolutely. That's exactly correct. We're going to have different businesses throughout the community. There's going to be some from the surrounding communities. And so we still are building the show. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to announce all of them yet because we want to make sure that we have everybody in there. But we will be announcing those here soon.
But you expect these all to be, I'll say, professional chefs as opposed to, Joe Doe, the local insurance agent with his or her favorite recipe.
These are going to be business.
Professional chefs.
Yes. These are ones that you would see in a local business, mm-hmm. or if you were to call like a catering company or something similar to those. Those are the kind of things. It's not going to just be me getting up there trying to cook something because it would be a show for sure.
Well, sometimes that could be fun.
It could be very funny, but I don't know how fun it would be. But yes, these are professional chefs. These are people who do this for a living every day. So yeah,
and so they're going to be showing, I would assume, I'm not trying to commit anybody to anything, but if there was a particular dish, a certain, bread, pie, cake, mm-hmm. dessert, whatever that we, go to them for, that more than likely there might be something like that there.
Yes, that's something that I could say would most likely happen, yes.
Okay, sounds like it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just really nice, and it's, you go into some of these local businesses and you're like, how did they do that? Like, how do they cook this? This is so good. And so you're going to find out maybe that night. So we'll see.
Okay. Sounds like it's going to be a fun evening. And I'm not trying to delve into it because I know we're still mm-hmm. in the formative stage of an upcoming event. But can we talk about dates as far as when the event's going to be?
Yes, I do know the date. It's April 4th. It's going to be at the Bartlesville Community Center. Same times as always. Early entry would be the 4:30 for the VIPs. 5 o'clock, we'll do a backstage kind of thing. And then we'll be letting everybody else in about that time, too. So, and okay. The show will start at 6:30.
Okay. So tickets will probably go on sale roughly a month before then, somewhere around the 1st of March?
March 1st. Okay. Just like always, everything in that aspect will be exactly the same. The only reason we're starting this early is because we have a deadline for the recipes to be able to print the magazine. Mm-hmm. So that deadline is going to be February 28th.
Okay.
And so if you're planning on wanting to submit a recipe, don't miss that deadline because we really would like to showcase your family favorites. So
really, this is kind of what we're talking about right now. We are in search of family favorite recipes.
Exactly. There's some ladies from church that I know that I would love to be able to get my hand on some of their recipes. And so I will be coaxing them to definitely put those recipes in this magazine. And a way that you can do that is you can go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Mm-hmm. Under the community tab, there is a cooking school tab, and you're going to click on there. Okay. On the very first page, you're going to be able to see is submit your recipe. You can submit it online and put a picture on there, or you can print off a recipe card, and you can either mail it in to us here at the station, and the address is on there, or you can just drop it by anytime and before February 28th.
Okay, so for the people that are submitting their recipes, just like when we have our annual event and the professional is up there, and typically it has been anything from 8 to about 10 or so recipes shown that night, and then there's a recipe book we get to take home. Mm-hmm. This is just going to be local recipes again instead of people from all over the country.
Exactly. And there's kind of a kick to it too, Charlie. Whoever submits a recipe will be put into a big pot, and we are going to be drawing.
We're going to put people in a pot?
We're going to put people in a pot. Let's rephrase that. We're going to put people's names into a pot.
Okay.
And we are going to draw for tickets to this fun night out. So if you put your name in for submission for this magazine, we will put your name into a pot and draw out a name to be able to win some tickets to the show.
Well, I think it's nice that not only are we featuring local recipes from local people, and I know there are some people that will say, well, I don't have anything special to send in. I bet you do. But we get to put a picture of their recipe. We're not going to put the chef's picture, the submitter's picture is going to be the picture of whatever they're actually making, right?
Yes. It's not a picture of you. It's a picture of your food. So, now, if you want to put a picture of you in there, I guess that's okay, but I would...
What a great opportunity for somebody to cook their favorite dish, to have a picture of it,
Yeah, absolutely.
Serve it up to your family and send us some.
And like I said, it's going to be in a magazine, so when people go or flipping through magazines, my favorite ones to go to are the ones with the pictures, because I'm like, I wonder what that would look like if I made it. Well, the pictures kind of entice you to make it just a little bit more because you're like, ooh, that looks really good. So instead of just sounding good, it's also going to look good. So
I think it's going to be put this publication well ahead of some of the cookbooks that have been put out by other organizations, which are fantastic cookbooks, and the recipes are in them are good. But because this one's going to have be chock full of pictures submitted by local people, I think that's going to be, you know, just a 2-point bonus there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're really excited to be able, like I said, to focus on these local cooks in our community as well as the professionals in the community, and be able to bring our audience in a little bit more. Like I said, this is KWON's 75th year, and so we are trying to get back to our roots a little bit and step back into things that we've done in the past. And this is something that was a big hit when we did it, and we thought Taste of Home is going to be revamping their style a little bit this year. So they've stepped back and are only going to do 8 shows in the U.S. And so we decided this is the perfect opportunity while they're revamping to be able to showcase and give back to a community that's gave so much to us.
Well, I think that's a wonderful idea. And, you know, I mean, everybody out there has been to a church potluck, a school get together, whatever. We've all been there and had that fantastic dish that, who made this stuff? I need to go talk to them. Mm. Well, now we get to find out on some of these great recipes.
Exactly. And like I said, I'm really excited about the cooking magazine we're going to be putting together. For one, I am just like a newish kind of cook, and so I am a recipe to the tea kind of girl. Like, some people like throw in a little bit of this and throw in a little bit of that. Not me. I'm like following straight to a tea. So
okay, well, I think, you know, that's probably a good thing for all of us to do, at least the first time we make it, you know, a new whatever it is. You know, follow the directions at least the first time. Then you can vary off of it and make it your own.
Absolutely. So if you're looking to be able to submit one of those recipes, like I said, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Under the community tab, you're going to see the K1 Cooking School, or K1 Cooking Extravaganza. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be able to be submitting those until February 28th. So make sure you get them in before then, because they have to do the deadline in order to be able to get them to print.
Okay, well, I'm really excited to see your recipe for rice, or for ice. I think it's going to
be good. For ice? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Well, I'm sure it would have to be.
It's very special, let me tell you. So, but yeah, no, I'm not the one you want to do the recipes for. If I put one in there, it's most likely my grandmother's, so you're safe to cook it.
Okay, well, that's just nice to know. I don't think I've ever met your grandmother, but grandmother's, by the time you achieve grandmother status, you're a good cook.
So. Oh, yeah, she's amazing. So.
Well, that sounds great. So, again, when is the deadline that people need to get these in?
February 28th. And they have to be put in. And like I said, if you don't want to submit them online, which you are more than welcome to, or you can print off the recipe card and send it in. You can mail it in. There's a day. There's an address on there. Or you can just drop it by the radio station and tell us a little bit about it. We would love to hear about it. And make sure you include a picture in there. Even if you print it off and bring it in, you can just take a picture and bring that in as well. So that's okay.
Okay, so we're looking for everything from main dishes, casseroles, breads, salads, soups, whatever you want.
Appetizers, dressings, ice cream, desserts, whatever and anything you have to put in there, we would love to be able to showcase it.
Okay, and then tickets will be available March 1st.
That's right.
For the extravaganza. By the way, I don't want to, you know, get anything out there. It's going to be at the community center.
It is going to be at the community center. It's April 4th at the community center. The VIPs will be able to get in at 4:30. Everybody else will be able to get in about 5. So if you have any questions, feel free to call here at the station. We'd be more than welcome to tell you about it.
Okay. So go to the website right now or as soon as you can and, you know, find out more about this event. And we want to feature your recipes, your family favorites on our extravaganza coming to the community center real soon.
Here's a unique idea to attract customers to your business. Schedule consult.